This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg stated during a press conference on Wednesday that the 32 allies had collectively identified China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war, calling it an important message.
China provides dual-use equipment, microelectronics, a lot of other tools which are enabling Russia to build the missiles, to build the bombs, to build the aircraft, to build the weapons they are using to attack Ukraine.
Additionally, Stoltenberg highlighted historic increases in defense investment within the alliance, noting that 23 allies are now investing at least 2% of their GDP in defense, compared to just three allies meeting this percentage in 2014. Ukraine is on an irreversible path to membership in the military alliance, according to Finnish President Alexander Stubb at the NATO summit in Washington.
I think it's very important to give a message to the Kremlin from here that Ukraine's path and bridge towards NATO membership is now irreversible.
Czech Republic President Peter Pavel reiterated NATO's support.
We're clearly stating that not only the path towards NATO membership is irreversible, but also that we collectively will not let Ukraine fall down.
It advances assurances that Ukraine will be allowed to join the Western military coalition, but only after its war with Russia ends. In another boost, the U.S., the Netherlands, and Denmark announced Wednesday that the first NATO-approved F-16s are on their way to Ukraine and would be flying this summer following months of preparation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country needed more than 100 to start countering devastating Russian air.